The House passage erases much of President Obama's health care law, answering Republican campaign pledges and sending the measure to the Senate. Among those urging repeal of the Affordable Care Act ahead of the vote to replace it, Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith.
This bill does everything that people want it to do, but it gives them choices, not mandates from the federal government, but choices about their health care.
Republicans say it would replace a fatally flawed Obamacare, but Democrats say it would remove health care coverage for millions of American families and place costly financial burdens onto many states, something Democratic Senator Mark Warner mentioned on CNN.
This is a big financial scam that I've actually been surprised more governors haven't been more outraged, because they're going to be caught with the bill, basically.
That bill now moves on to the Senate, where Warner says he will do everything in his power to prevent its passage there. Evan Jones, WFIR News.